three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Shall I hard boil them?
On second thought, maybe scrambled would be better.
I'm sorry, Alice.
Oh, it's all right. Gooey, but all right.
Greg, do you have to come booming through doors like that?
Those kids, they have no respect for a man's privacy.
What man?
Me. I'm in high school now, and when you're in high school, you're not a kid anymore. You're a man.
Oh?
And a man doesn't want to be pestered by kids. He wants privacy. Mom, I think we have to make some changes around here.
What changes?
Changes?
Hello, I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Hey, sweetheart. Everything under control around here?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you could answer that better after you talk to the man.
Oh, yeah? What man is that?
The man that's waiting for you, upstairs.
Upstairs?
Uh-huh.
What man?
Your son.
My son?
The man. Yeah, Dad.
What happened to you?
I was just shaving. I got a couple little nicks.
You're shaving? Do you think you ought to practice without a blade first?
I wasn't practicing. I was shaving. It's starting to come in real heavy now. I feel it. Really tough, huh?
Yeah, it's one of the toughest whiskers I ever felt.
Yeah, well, which one?
There's more than one.
Dad, I hope you didn't mind me borrowing your razor.
I'm sure he didn't hurt it any. Listen, you want to talk to me about something?
Oh, yeah. It's like this, Dad. Well, I'm in high school now, Dad.
Well, I'm with you so far, Greg.
Well, high school's where the men are separated from the boys.
And you're with the men now?
All right, Dad, I am. But not around here. Around here, I'm still with the boys.
Peter and Bobby.
Yeah, and a man needs his privacy.
Oh,
Dad. I never have a free minute to myself.
I am. Greg, can I use your other flashlight when we go camping Friday? You got to use it last time we went to Mount Claymore.
Can't you guys ever knock?
All right, you boys. Greg and I are having a talk.
About the camp out?
Who cares about a camp out? That's for kids.
You always go.
Well, not anymore. I'm too old for those camp outs, Dad. Do I have to go?
No. We're not going to force you to go. You boys go along. We'll be through in a minute.
Since Greg isn't going, I get the good flashlight.
That's not fair.
See what I mean, Dad? No privacy.
Well, Greg, we'll just have to see if there isn't something we can do about it.
I know what we could do about it, Dad.
You do? What?
I'd like my own room.
Your own room?
Remember, Dad, we're talking man to man now. Not kid to man, man to man, but man to man, man to man.
Greg, Dad?
Marcia, can't you see I'm having a talk with Dad?
I just wanted to tell you that dinner was ready. Gee.
I gotta have some privacy.
Well, Greg, I'll think about it, but I'm not gonna make any promises. Now, you understand that?
Yeah, I understand, Dad. And man to man, thanks.
You're welcome.
Greg's always loved these family campouts. Besides, if he doesn't go, he's going to be home alone all weekend.
Oh, Carol, Greg's not a child anymore, you know. He wants to start being on his own a little bit. We got another problem anyway.
We have?
Yeah. He asked me for his own room. Well, he has a point. You know, he does need a little privacy, I guess.
Well, what did you say?
Well, told him I wouldn't make him any promises, but I'd think about it.
Well, I guess he is growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, why couldn't we do something in the garage?
Oh, honey, you're talking about major construction. It's...
I know. How about the attic?
That'd be great if Greg were 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well, we'll think about it tomorrow. Night, honey.
Good night, dear. About your den.
Honey, my den's not a bedroom.
What's a bedroom? It's a room with a bed in it.
Carol, my den's where I work. I'll put him in the family room.
The family room? But that's where I do my sewing, and the girls practice their dancing in there, and besides, where would all the kids play?
Honey, I don't know.
Well, never mind. Don't you worry about it. Well, just have to figure something else out. You keep your den.
Wait a minute. You're making me the villain in this thing.
Not at all, darling.
Yes, you are, Carol. You're putting it all right in my lap.
Oh, I am not.
You're not going to give me the guilt about this now. I need my den. I'm not being unreasonable about this. I'm not.
Well, of course you're not. Good night, darling. See you in the morning.
Well, I'm not.
Good night, darling.
You mean it, Dad? I can really have your den?
We'll move my things into the family room.
Oh, man, this is have possibilities.
Possibilities? For what?
Oh, changes, Dad. Changes.
What kind of changes?
You know, making up my own pad. My own scene.
Your own scene?
Oh, I mean, if that's okay with you.
Well, sure. It's going to be your room. Listen, Greg, I don't want you to get silly about this now. No nails or paint on the walls now, understand?
Oh, this place isn't real funky.
Funky, that's square?
Oh, no, no, that's together. Terrific.
Oh. How about that? My den is funky.
Oh, yeah, these are clean enough. My only question is, I wonder if they're warm enough for this time of year.
It can get pretty cold up at Mount Claymore.
Yeah, I know it. Well, let's just try one.
Alice.
Want to help me with this, Marcia?
Okay. But Alice...
Just a second, Cindy.
Listen, Al...
Honey,
Alice,
would you wait just a minute, please? Oh, this is going to be fine, all nice and warm. Now, honey, what do you want to say?
That's the sleeping bag that the zipper always sticks on.
Oh, no. You're right, this is the one.
What are you doing?
She's stuck.
It's a zipper.
I tried to tell her.
Let me try it. Sometimes it takes a man.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing with your father's den chair?
I'm stringing it in the garage, giving the den a whole new look. Got something else for sitting.
Well, I'd be careful. If anything happens to that chair, you won't be doing any sitting.
Don't worry, Alice. The zipper is really stuck.
Hey, maybe we can squirt her out like toothpaste.
Marcia, grab it in. Just grab that
corner. Brace your foot on my arm and get some leverage
okay,
that way, okay?
You ready? Here
yep,
we go.
Okay. Ah.
I told you, I took him in.
Oh, thanks. For a minute there, I thought I had a permanent maxi coat.
Today's the day, huh? You're really gonna move.
That's right.
You don't like us anymore?
Oh, sure I like you. I mean, you're my kid brothers. Now I'm in high school, all right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't like us anymore.
It's nothing to do with it. It's just men need their privacy, that's all.
Hey, he's a big shot now. We're lucky he even talks to us.
How about you two grabbing one of the ends?
I don't think we can.
Why not?
We're just kids. That mattress is too heavy for a little shrimp like me. I'm even shrimpier than he is.
Forget it.
Why did Greg leave his mattress here?
I didn't leave it. It fell on me.
Would you mind moving it? Or have you decided to take over the rest of the house?
Okay, okay.
When is your great inner sanctum going to be ready?
Tonight. Hey, why don't you pay me a visit?
Thrills. I don't think we can.
Why not?
Well, if you have visitors, it might disturb your privacy. We'll pay him a visit later, after we get to high school.
Kids.
Oh, Greg, I can't wait to see what you've done.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, you'll love it. It's the kind of room I've always wanted. Well, here it is.
Different.
I think that's the word for it, different.
Won't you come in and sit down?
Where?
Listen, maybe you ought to get things unpacked first.
What things? That's the furniture.
Oh, sure. Well, it certainly is, though. What's that word? Clunky.
Clunky?
Finky.
Funky.
Clunky, clunky, finky. It's, well, you just enjoy your room, Greg.
Yeah. And your privacy.
Thanks, Mom. Dad.
We'll see you later.
That's hard to believe. That was once my room.
It's amazing how quickly it went from Danish modern to American disaster.
Yeah, it's what Mr. Greg Brady wanted, I guess.
I don't know. First he outgrows his family, then he wants his own room. I can't imagine what he'll have on his mind next.
Ha! I know what he'll have on his mind next.
What?
Well, it's shaped like an hourglass, but it's a heck of a lot softer.
Don't I know you?
I don't think so. I don't know you.
Oh.
Would you mind standing someplace else? You're putting a shadow on my book.
Oh, sure. Oh. Sorry.
Thank you.
Say, aren't you in one of my classes?
Which class?
History. Oh, well, I know I've seen you around school.
Well, I'm a senior. How about you?
Oh, this is my first year.
Would you excuse me? I've really got to study this.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Hey!
What you reading?
Paul, you kook. Wow, what a groovy outfit.
You, dig it, huh?
It's out of sight.
Hey, why don't you come on over to the cafeteria? Kind of rap a little.
Oh, I'd love to.
Come on.
little one, Dad. I'm using most of my own money.
For what?
Well, clothes.
Don't tell me you've outgrown your things already.
Well, yes and no. My stuff still fits me. But like now that I'm in high school, like it doesn't fit. Like, you understand?
Greg, what is all this like talk all of a sudden?
Oh, like that's how guys talk in high school.
Don't they still teach English?
Sure. Like you see, Dad, these clothes are they're too straight for high school.
Greg, look, you can't expect a handout every time you want something. Money doesn't grow on trees.
I know, Dad. I'll work and I'll pay it all back. I promise. It's just that in high school, clothes are, like, really important.
All right. But I expect to get this back.
Oh, you will, Dad.
All right.
I knew you'd understand. Like, thanks.
Like it's one of my most expensive failings.
Come on, you guys. Hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Greg was talking in the bathroom all morning.
Hey, look, it's Greg.
Oh, wow.
Not sunglasses, shades.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is quite an outfit. We're the ones that need the sunglasses.
What a noise.
He looks like...
Would you believe Sitting Bull?
Kids, what do they know about life? Morning, Carol. Morning, Mike.
Now, look, Greg. Calling your parents by their first names may be the fad these days, but around here, we are still Mom and Dad to you.
Oh, I just figured you and Mom wouldn't want someone as old as I am calling you Mom and Dad.
Oh, well, that's really very considerate of you, Greg.
Yes, but we'll take a chance on the infirmity of the titles.
Yeah, no big deal.
Greg, I... Would you excuse me for a minute? Now, remember, we are leaving for Mount Claymore this afternoon, right after school.
And we'd love it if you don't have any other plans, if you change your mind and come along.
I'll have plans. Guys at school always get something together, something real heavy. May even have a date with this chick.
Does this chick have a name?
Oh, I don't know her name, but we rapped at school. Oh, wow, I got a split. Like, later.
Like, wow.
Rapped?
I wonder if that's against the law. Rapping.
Hey, what are you reading? Oh, gee. I'm sorry. Here, you can have my French book.
Yours is first year. Mine is senior.
Oh. Well, I'll buy you a new one. How much does this one cost?
$4. But you don't have to.
Oh, no, I want to. I really want to. Here. Oh, I don't have $4. I got a quarter for some glue.
Just give me back my book, huh?
Gee, I'm sorry. I really am.
Believe you. Can I ask you something?
Oh, sure, anything.
Well, you've been knocking yourself out trying to get my attention. Why?
I thought I'd ask you for a date. Maybe a movie or something over the weekend.
Oh, well, maybe next year. You know, you're really going to be kind of cute when you grow up. See you.
When I grow up. Hi, you guys all ready?
Just about. Where's the fishing stuff? I've already put it in the car.
Here, let me help you with that.
It's all right. We don't want to bother a big shot like you.
I'm trying to help.
Us little kids can handle it. Yep.
Hi, Freddy. It's Greg. I'm just calling to see what you guys got going for tonight. Hey, yeah, that sounds really heavy. Oh. No, sure, Freddie. I can see why you guys couldn't dig a new guy along. Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe some other time. Yeah, later. Stand up in the canoe.
Hello.
And Marcia, don't...
We can manage, Greg, even if we're not in high school.
Hey, come on, Bunch. Get in the car.
Okay.
Hey, Alice, come on. Everybody's ready but us grown-ups.
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Hey, Dad, can I give you a hand?
No, thanks. I got it, son.
Well, I guess that's everything. Listen, Greg, there's plenty of food in the refrigerator, so please remember to eat.
Don't worry, Mom.
You sure you won't change your mind and come along?
No, I've got a lot of things planned.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
You too, Mom.
What's the matter, honey? You forget something?
No, Greg may need a couple of extra dollars for the weekend. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Listen, I want to see if you've got enough money for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I thought with a chick and all.
All that kind of fell through.
What about the fellas?
They've got other plans, Ted.
They do?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Hey, you know something funny, Dad? When I was in junior high, I felt like I was a pretty big man on campus.
You were, weren't you? You were graduating, you were class president.
Well, now that I'm in high school, I'm nobody.
Oh, Greg, it's not that you're nobody.
It's just like starting all over again.
Well, sure, but you're going to be starting all over again when you go to college, too. And again and again. Hey, that's part of life.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Hmm?
Dad, I know I've been acting like kind of a big shot around the house lately. But is it all right if I go on the camp out?
Sure it would be. Come on.
Gee, thanks, Dad. I'll get my stuff.
I don't think you have to. Your brothers have already done it for you.
They have?
Well, they were hoping pretty hard you'd change your mind. We all were. But we kind of thought maybe you were getting a little too big too soon.
I wasn't getting too big, Dad. Just my head.
Mike, aren't you ever coming to bed?
Yeah, in a minute, honey.
You know, I think Greg is really glad to be back in his old room again.
Yeah, he sure seems to be.
Whatever you're doing, can it wait till the morning?
Well, now, this is kind of important.
What is it?
Well, you know, this thing with Greg kind of started me thinking.
What about?
About Marcia and Peter and Bobby and Jan and Cindy. So, look.
What is it?
Our house. With 8 bedrooms. Kind of funky, huh?